Okay, so last week we started to talk about the mitzvah, the halacha of mitzvah baba aveira, and we learned Tosos, and we learned most of a minchas chinuch. Let's just summarize very quickly what we learned last week, and then we'll be able to continue on in the sugya. The Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Tes said that the word lacha is coming to exclude a sukkah that was stolen. Okay, we have a pasuk that teaches us chag sukkos tasalacha that if you steal a sukkah and you sit in the sukkah, you're not yotze because of this pasuk lacha limite gzula. Okay, comes along Tosos says sakasha. Why do we need a pasuk? Why does the pasuk have to tell me this halacha? I would have known it anyway from the rule of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Because if I steal the sukkah and I sit in the sukkah, it's a mitzvah that I'm doing at the expense of having done an aveira. Says Tosos in the answer. Tosos says that the psul of mitzvah haba ba'aveira is only a psul midrabanan. It's only rabbinically prohibited, and therefore min haTorah you would have had a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. So therefore the pasuk comes to teach an additional level that you're not even yotzei the mitzvah on a Torah level. Okay, so we're adding something by the pasuk. What Tosos says, we're not going to get into this, not really our topic for the shir, but what Tosos says is not so simple. Tosos later on quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and it's the opinion of the Rambam as well, that mitzvah baba avera is really an iser daraisa, is a din daraisa, not a din darabanan. But Tosos here says that it's darabanan. That's the answer of Tosos. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch gives a different teretz. This is on page 7 in the notes. So we tried to read through most of the Minchas Chinuch, in order to try to get through the sugya by the end of the time that we have today, we're not going to read everything in the Minchas Chinuch. We tried to read most of it last week, but the Minchas Chinuch is miyaseid for us. He whittles it down to two types of mitzvos. Mitzvah number one is a mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah that you're chayav to do. You're obligated to do this mitzvah. You're obligated to blow shofar. You're obligated to shake a lulav. Then there's another type of mitzvah which is called kiyumis, which you're not really obligated to do. If you want to do it, you could put yourself in a position to do the mitzvah. For example, wearing tzitzis, you don't have to wear a beged of dalet kanfos. The Torah doesn't say wear a beged of dalet kanfos. The Torah says, if you have a beged of dalet kanfos, you have to put tzitzis on them. And sitting in the sukkah. So the first day of sukkos, you have to sit in the sukkah. There's a chiyuv, the first night of sukkos. We learn out Tesvav from Pesach, just like Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, the first night of Pesach, you have to eat a kezayis of matzah. So too, the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat a kezayis of challah in the sukkah. And that's why the halachos are stricter when it comes to leaving the sukkah, let's say for rain or whatever it is, on the first night of Sukkot, as opposed to the rest of the yontif. The rest of the yontif, you don't have to sit in the sukkah. There's no obligation to sit in the sukkah. If you want to eat a meal, you should eat it in the sukkah. So you could put yourself in a position. If you want to eat a tuna fish sandwich, you're welcome to do that. And then you sit in the sukkah, and you could even make a bracha. But when it comes to the rest of the yantif, if you want to eat potato chips and water, no problem. There's no halacha. There's a chumrah. Maybe you should try to eat in the sukkah, but you don't have to. You could survive on the types of foods that you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Okay, that was the two types of mitzvahs. Says the Minchas Chinuch that when it comes to mitzvah baba aveira, what's the yisod of a mitzvah baba aveira? It's Hashem wants you to do something. When you do the mitzvah, you are doing the ratzon Hashem. When you do a mitzvah haba aveira, that's not the ratzon Hashem, and therefore it's puzzle. What you did was puzzle, was treif. Well, what did you do? So, if you stole a lulav and you shake the lulav is treif. Okay? If you steal a lulav. Okay. What if, says the Minchas Chinuch, they're linked. There's a link between a mitzvah chiyuvis, the chefetz shel mitzvah, by definition, has to be, and if you used it as an avera, it becomes a mitzvah baba avera. But the Minchas Chinuch is mechadesh that when it comes to a mitzvah kiyumis, like you have a sukkah, is our example. When you sit in a sukkah, okay, you're doing a mitzvah. When you steal the sukkah, you did an avera. What did we say? When you do an avera, you don't get You don't get a mitzvah because you didn't do the Ratzon Hashem. Okay? You didn't do the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wanted you to sit in a sukkah, but you stole the sukkah, so you can't get the mitzvah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, but that's only one part of it. The other part of the mitzvah, because what's the yisod of the mitzvah? Really, there's the concept of doing the mitzvah, but more importantly, really, what is it? It's you're just not allowed to sit in a sukkah. You're not allowed to eat a meal outside the sukkah. Okay? So the sukkah itself, says the Minchas Chinuch, the sukkah itself is not pasul. The sukkah itself is a sukkah. You can't say I'm not sitting in a sukkah. The mitzvah aspect, you didn't fulfill because you didn't do the Ratzon Hashem because Hashem didn't want you to steal a sukkah and sit in it. But because it's a mitzvah kiyumis, they're not hainuhach. They're not the same thing. They're not connected because you didn't have to be. Once it doesn't have to be that way, they're not locked together. So you could say at the same time, you're sitting in a kosher sukkah, but you're not doing a mitzvah. But it's okay, because you're still not doing an aveira. You're still not doing an aveira. And with that, says Minchas Chinuch, there's a nafkamina ledina. Beis Din can force you, when there's a Beis Din can force you on an asay, to do a mitzvah asay. So if a person is walking around town with a beged that has four corners and not wearing tzitzis, Beis Din can force him to put on tzitzis. You're looking at me funny. Why?
Why? He's
no, he's wearing a beged of dalet kanfos.
Oh, okay.
He's wearing a beged of dalet kanfos with no tzitzis on them. He's obligated to wear tzitzis now. The halacha is in times of a Beis Din, when Beis Din had authority, I mean, just the same way police have authority in a Jewish society, in a Torah society, Beis Din would have the authority to force the person to put on tzitzis. But he says like this, what happens if you're sitting in a sukkah gezula? Can Beis Din force you to get out of your sukkah and go into a sukkah that wasn't stolen? So it says in Minchas Chinuch, based on the way we're understanding, they can't, because you're not doing anything wrong. Again, there's nothing technically wrong. The problem is, they're not going to force you to eat in a sukkah. You're not obligated to sit in a sukkah. You're eating a tuna fish sandwich? Yeah, but you're sitting in a sukkah. So it's not a problem. If you understand that everything was together, so then Beis Din would be able to force you. Say, you're sitting in a sukkah, that's no good. But if it's two separate things, there's a sukkah, there's a chetz of sukkah, which is kosher, and then there's the mitzvah of sukkah, which you're not fulfilling. But if the two separate things, so you're not doing anything wrong. If you're not doing it, now, you did something wrong by stealing, correct. But the mitzvah saseh of sukkah, they can't force you because you're not obligated and you're not doing anything wrong. So therefore, however you look at it, according to the Minchas Chinuch, Beis Din wouldn't be able to force you. Yeah.
Could they force you to return the sukkah?
Yeah. I mean, if a guy makes the claim in Beis Din. But that's a monetary, that you wouldn't need the Beis Din of yore. I mean, nowadays, a court could impose, if you stole, I mean, that's dine mamonos, that's not dine iser v'heter. In 2018, Meheri Bona Beis HaMikdash, we should have it, but Beis Din, I mean, obviously they get involved with iser v'heter, and Rabbanim are involved with community policy, but the concept of Beis Din Kofin, I don't know if there's a Beis Din that sees somebody that's not wearing tzitzis on his dalet kanfos that's gonna, I don't know, you know, like, put out a court order against him. But certainly if somebody steals, then they'll be dealt with. Yeah.
It'll be a big thing if they come with dalet kanfos. Do you fulfill the assay of sukkah, sitting in the sukkah, and mitzvah
sitting in the sukkah if you're sitting in someone else's stolen sukkah? I love that.
Let's go to page 9. This is out of order. This is not what I wanted to do next.
This is Simon Tufresh Memtes. Dvar ma'poslim ba'arba minim. The halachos of what makes a dalid minim invalid. Sif Aleph. Kol arba minim, says the Shulchan Aruch. Kol arba haminim psulim begozol veganov. All dalid minim, if they were stolen, gzela or geneva, right? We learned about Ganav and Gazlan. Any way that it was stolen, the Dalad Minim are puzzle. Bein lefnei Yiyush, bein leacher Yiyush. Why does it say that? Because the truth is, after Yiyush,
you're kone it, meaning even though you stole it, it becomes yours. You owe him whatever it is, but it's yours in terms of kinyan and ownership. It becomes yours. It doesn't matter because it was stolen, so you still can't use it. Aval gazal ukano below siyu a mitzvah kigon gazal ulav shipahu kasher. Okay, fine. That's a separate issue. Dekani b'shinu maisa. Shinu maisa is really you changed it around, and it's not the item that it was. The item that was stolen is not the item that you have now. That's the Gemara Bava Kama talks about kinyan b'shinu maisa. Okay. But in that case of Shinu Maisa, you don't make a bracha. V'yesh misha omer. So the first day in Shulchan Aruch said, if you stole an item, you stole a lulav, you can't use it for dal minim. V'yesh misha omer, a second opinion. The second opinion is, t'lo nifsal gozel v'ganav, ela l'ganav u'l'gazlan atzmo. Only the ganav and the gazlan himself. Aval acherim kosher. B'shar yomim chutz miyom rishon. Everyone else is allowed to do it, except for the ganav gazlan, on all other days. On the first day, they can't do it because you have to own it lachem. There's a din of lachem which we'll hopefully see soon. There's a din of lachem that you have to own the lulav. So since you have to own the lulav, if it was stolen, you don't necessarily own it, and therefore you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But on the second day, the third day, the yesh misha omer says you can get it. What's this talion? So they say that these 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and that was exactly what you were asking, these 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, these 2 opinions in Shulchan Aruch, are the Machlokas Minchas Chinuch, and we'll see that those who argue on the Minchas Chinuch. Because, what did the Minchas Chinuch say? The Minchas Chinuch says that there's a difference between the item and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Okay? The Kiyum HaMitzvah is one, and the item is the other. So, if you say like the Minchas Chinuch, so you stole the item, you won't get a mitzvah. But you have to get a mitzvah, so it doesn't help. Is the lulav pasul? No, the lulav's not pasul. The Minchas Chinuch would say the lulav's not pasul. But it doesn't help because the cheftz of the mitzvah is a mitzvah, haba b'avera, because you stole the item. But what does the Yesh Misha Omer say? No, that's only for the guy who stole it. But what about the guy who didn't steal it? Let's say the guy stole it, and then he gave it to his friend. It's his friend, Reuven, stole the lulav, and then he gave it to Shimon. Shimon didn't know that it was stolen. Shimon gets a lulav, and he says, great, I had the other 3, now I have 4. Can he shake the lulav? So the first opinion is he can't. Why? Because the psul is in the cheftza. We went out of order because of your questions. We're going to have to come back. But we'll see that those who disagree with the Minchas Chinuch hold that the item itself is invalid. It becomes a cheftza of Avera, and it's connected to the whole halacha of mitzvah of Avera. The item becomes a pasul item. So the sukkah would become like a sukkah that doesn't have schach. If you had a sukkah without schach, the sukkah itself is pasul, even if you're not the owner. It doesn't matter. The sukkah itself is invalid. The Minchas Chinuch is telling us the sukkah is valid, you just don't get schar mitzvah. And he's making that chiluk within the halach of sukkah, but the others who disagree say no, the sukkah itself is pasul. So here, what do they say? The lulav itself is pasul. So the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch would be those who disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, with the Minchas Chinuch. They would say the lulav itself is an avera lulav. It's not a kosher lulav. This lulav is a lulav that was a stolen lulav. You can't use a stolen lulav. I don't care who you are. The second opinion would be like the Minchas Chinuch. No. The lulav is not a stolen lulav. The lulav is a lulav. You stole it, so you can't use this lulav because you stole this lulav. So the owner, the ganav or the gazlan can't use the lulav because he stole it. It's a mitzvah of bavera. But what about for the guy he lent it to? That guy is not, he didn't do anything wrong. It's not a mitzvah of bavera for him. And the lulav itself, not a problem. So according to Minchas Chinuch, the Yesh Misha Omer holds. Makes sense. The Ganav and the Gazlan can't use it because mitzvah baba vera. They won't get a mitzvah, and they need to get a mitzvah. But the other people who borrow it, there'd be no problem. Yeah.
So what if Reuven stole Shimon's lulav, and then he rented the lulav, so he's made the lulav, but then he returns it to Shimon.
Does it lose its status of being a lulav hagazal? I would guess so. Can he now lend it to him?
No. Can Shimon have? Oh, look! I found my lulav. Someone must have put it back and then use it.
Oh, I can't imagine that the lulav hagazal, even the first opinion. I can't imagine if Reuven stole Shimon's lulav. Then Reuven leaves it somewhere, and Shimon finds it. Hey, that's my lulav. Yeah, I assume in Sfara, I don't know. I would think it has to be that. I would think so. Okay, Mr. Brewer talks about it, but okay, I would think so. Okay, let's come back to the Minchas Chinuch because we didn't really wrap him up. How do we wrap up the Minchas Chinuch? How does he answer the question of Tosos? Okay? How does he answer the question of Tosos? Again, the question of Tosos was, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I can't sit in a stolen sukkah? I can't sit in a stolen sukkah because it's a mitzvah, haba ba'avera, says the Minchas Chinuch. If I only had the halacha of mitzvah haba ba'avera, I would think that I'm allowed to sit in a stolen sukkah. I won't get a mitzvah, but I won't be doing an avera. Because it's two separate things. There's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah, but then there's an avera to sit outside of a sukkah. I'm not sitting outside of a sukkah. So if I only had the din of mitzvah above avera, says the Minchas Chinuch, I would have thought that I'm allowed to sit in the stolen sukkah. Let's say I don't have another sukkah, so I can't do the mitzvah anyway. Might as well sit in the stolen sukkah. Comes the pasuk, lecha, to say no. A stolen sukkah is itself invalid. Right? We know the halacha is, if you have metal poles, eschach, it's a pasul sukkah. Okay? If you have more sunlight than shade, chamasa b'mitzilasa, it's a pasul sukkah. It's a pasul sukkah. So too, if it's stolen, lecha, lemite gezula, it's a pasul sukkah. So if I only had mitzvah b'bavera to answer Tosos Kasha, why don't we rely on mitzvah b'bavera? Why do I need the pasuk? Because if I only had mitzvah b'bavera, I would think I'm allowed to sit in that sukkah. Okay, so I won't get a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah b'bavera, but at least I'm not sitting outside of a sukkah. Comes the Gemara to tell us, no, you are sitting outside of a sukkah. You think you're sitting in a sukkah. You have nice schach on top of you. It's a pasul sukkah because it's stolen. That's the pasuk of lecha. Okay. That's the Minchas Chinuch. There are many achronim who disagree with the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, we have a few minutes left. As always, I look at the clock and it haunts me. Okay, I only put one in the packet here on page 8. Page 8, you have the Degel Reuven. Rav Shimon Shkup, also Degel Reuven. Okay, one at a time. Degel Reuven is Rav Reuven Katz. Rav Reuven Katz was a Rav towards the end of his life in Petach Tikva. He wrote 3 volumes. He was in America for a short time as well. He wrote 3 volumes of Shailos HaTshuvos, or Sugyas, called Degel Reuven. This is in Chelek Aleph Simin Dalid. So I grew up in a shul in Passaic called the Adas. The Adas was the rabbi there now, up till this day, is Rabbi Rebek. He was the rabbi of the shul when I was like a little boy. The rabbi emeritus when I got to shul was Rabbi Leon Katz, who was the son of the Degel Reuven. So Degel Reuven had 2 sons who were prominent rabbanim in America. One of them was Rabbi Leon Katz, was his son, who was the rabbi in Passaic for some 40, 50 years, something like that. Big Talmud Chacham. He actually, some of the correspondences in the Degel Reuven are to his sons. One of them is to his son in Passaic. There was a Shaila that came up, and he wrote a long tshuva, and his son wrote back, and beautiful. And then there was another brother who I never met, but his name was Rav Michal Katz. He taught the Chulin Shir in the Smicha track in Yeshiva University, I think for decades. Also a prominent Rav in the in America. Okay, so the Degel Reuven, the Rav Shimon Shkup. Have we quoted Rav Shimon Shkup before? Mm-hmm. No? Okay. Rav Shimon Shkup was the founding Rosh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva in Grodno. Grodno was, it's called Shara Torah. It actually eventually moved to Queens. There's a yeshiva, a beautiful, wonderful yeshiva now, today, Arayom HaZeh in Queens, called Shara HaTorah. He was the founding Rosh Yeshiva, and he wrote Svarim. They have Chidushei Rabbi Shimon Shkup. They also have Shara Yosher, which are, his shiurman Rove and Chazaka and all the Lamdisha Shlira, all the Lamdisha stuff. So in the Shari Yosher, in Shar Gimel Perek Yutes, he also talks about this Minchas Chinach. And he was actually in Yeshiva University for 1 year. He was a Rebbe in Yeshiva. He came to America. And while he was in America, he gave Shir in Yeshiva University. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, at the request of the Gedolei Yisrael, he was... they said his yeshiva wasn't doing well. They needed him back in Grodno. Okay, so at the bottom of the first column, that's where I bracketed. Umatzasi achar kach b'sefer minchas chinuch mem nun ches. That's I found afterwards the minchas chinuch b'mitzvah shin chav hey shamar sham. Now I'm not going to read the whole paragraph, because he basically summarizes what the Minchas Chinuch says. So if you look on the left column, Ulanias Daiti Nira, the bold Vav Lamed Ayin Nun Dalet, it's not just accidental, but it's really who we are, that a very commonly used term to introduce a machlokes, somebody disagreeing with somebody from an earlier generation, is Laanias Daiti, is... to my humble opinion, it's a way of talking, because we revere those who came before us and realize that the Minchas Chinuch was much greater than we are, and even if we have the ability or the right to disagree with the way he understood the sugya, and if we do, we should disagree, because it's not personal, it's about the MS. But Lanius Daiti is the way to introduce it. Lanius Daiti. He's praised. What a beautiful pshat. He's not right. It's a beautiful pshat. It answers the whole sugya, and it's gevaldik. It's impossible that he's correct. Okay? Now, it's a Gemara Mefuresh. Now, I'll tell you a svara that the Shari... I'm not going to read the Dagel Reuven inside. I'm actually going to go to the Gemara. I'm going to go to the Gemara. I put it on the notes. It's on, page 2 and 3 of the packet. Let's start with this Gemara. If we only get to this Gemara, Dayenu. The Gemara says, Lulav HaGozel V'Hayavesh Puzzle. Okay? The beginning of the third parak of Sukkah, Lulav HaGozel, a stolen Lulav, or a dried out Lulav, is Puzzle. Okay, and then the Mishnah goes on to list other six, a bunch of different psulim. Asherah, Irani Dachas. Okay. Says the Gemara, a few lines down. Kapasik Vatani, Loshna Biyam Tavrishan, Loshna Biyam Tavsheni. When it says Lulav HaGuzel, a stolen Lulav, or Yavesh Lulav, is puzzle, Lulav HaGuzel in this case, that's the first day of Sukkot, or any other day of Sukkot. It doesn't differentiate, just says it's puzzle. Bishlam Yavesh. I understand that Yavesh is puzzle for the whole Yantif because Hadar Be'inan Veleka. Because we know that there's a din of Hidr. It has to be beautiful. And if it's dried out, it's lacking beauty. It's like a flower that's dried out. You don't bring it home for Shabbos, right? You don't put it on the Shabbos table. It doesn't look nice. So you don't do the mitzvah of Dalet Minim with a dried out lulav. I understand. And that's all 8 days. All 7 days. El Gazol, but a stolen lulav. 1 second. Bishlam Yom Tov Rishon Dechsev Lachem. On Yom Tov Rishon, the first day of Sukkot, the pasuk says Lachem. You have to own it. Mishal Lachem. It has to be yours. So I understand you can't steal it. Okay. What about the others? El Yom Tov Sheni Amaylo. What about Yom Tov Sheni? Amar Biyochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yochai. Turn to Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. That's page 3 in the source book. Mishum Dahavale, because it is Mitzvah Haba Veira. It's a mitzvah, Abba Avera. You steal the lulav. It's a mitzvah, Abba Avera. But what's the next two lines of the Gemara? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Malachi. Hashem is talking about a carbon that the Jewish people bring. V'havesem gozel, you brought a stolen a carbon that you stole the animal. V'sapiseach, or a lame animal. V'sachola, or a sick animal. In the Gemara, Darshan's gozel dumi de piseach. We're comparing a gozel, a stolen animal, is put in the same sentence as a piseach, as a lame animal. Ma piseach les leitakanta, just like a lame animal. There's no, you can't fix it, you can't make it into a kosher carbon. Av gozel les leitakanta. So too, a stolen, there's no takana. There's no way to fix it. Okay, the Gemara goes on. But for our purposes, says the Degel Reuven, and says Rav Shimon Shkup, and others, the Gemara seems to say Beferish, not like the Minchas Chinuch. Why? Because the Gemara is saying that a stolen animal, vis-a-vis the mitzvah, the din of mitzvah baba vera, is just like a lame animal or a sick animal, which is, it's a psul in the Cheftza itself. The item itself is invalid. So a lulav that was stolen, a karban, an animal that was stolen, the item itself becomes invalid. It seems to be beferish in the Gemara. If so, how could the Minchas Chinuch say the sukkah itself is kosher? What do you mean? What's the makor for mitzvah habab avera? The Gemara was saying, the makor, the source. How do we know a mitzvah habab avera? Because Hashem says, I don't want you to bring me a karban of a sick animal. That we know, because we know the halacha, so you have to have ola tamima, whatever, right? The karbanos have to be pure, they can't have blemishes. So a chola is no good, because it itself is no good. A piseach is a lame animal, can't be fixed, no good. What's the third example in the same pasuk? Guzzle. Stolen. It's no good. The animal, the item itself is no good. The source for mitzvah habab avera, it's no good. The item itself is no good. The cheftza is no good. If that's true, the Gemara is saying, mitzvah habab avera means the cheftza is no good. Yeah? Therefore, says the Shari Yosher, says Rav Shimon, and says Reuven Katz, that the Minchas Chinuch, Yef Shalom Akein, beautiful pshat, but how could you say the sukkah itself is no good? How could you say that the sukkah itself is kosher? It has to be that the sukkah itself is not kosher. Okay. Just a thought, by the way. The case of lulav is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Not kiyumis. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch can do some fancy footwork. I have to think about it more. This is just bubbling at the top of my head. I haven't given it proper thought. But maybe the Minchas Chinuch could answer that this is the definition of mitzvah baba vera vis-a-vis the mitzvah kiyumis, the mitzvah chiyuvis. Maybe by mitzvah kiyumis, the gedder of mitzvah baba vera. I don't know if you could say that. I'm just thinking. Okay, I want to go. There's one more point I want to make, and then we're going to close up. We're not going to get to the ritva's pshat in this gemara, but one more pshat. On page 4 in the source book, very briefly, the Mishnah says, and daf chav hey, shluchei mitzvah peturin min hasukkah. Okay, somebody who's traveling, they're going on a mission to do a mitzvah, they're putter from the sukkah. Okay? Putter from the sukkah. What's that p'tur? I gotta get it in. It's so geschmack. I gotta get it in. What's the p'tur? The p'tur is osek b'mitzvah, putter b'mitzvah. You're doing one mitzvah? You're putter from another mitzvah. Okay, and the Gemara goes on to describe the makor. Okay. The Pnei Yoshua on source 10, the Pnei Yoshua asks, v'yesh l'daktik, what do you mean? Since they're shluchei mitzvah, osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, why does the Gemara have to single them out? We know in Kol HaTorah Kula, osik mitzvah, patur min Torah, patur min mitzvah. Why is this case being singled out? What's unique about sukkah? So, Pnei Yeshua suggests a few teirutzim. One of them, he says, is va'od nirali dil'inyan sukkah ikar abusa tfei. What does osik min mitzvah, patur min mitzvah mean? I'm in the middle of doing mitzvah A, I don't have to do mitzvah B. I'm on a hatzalah call, and I missed the time to light Hanukkah candles? Okay, I'm potter from lighting Hanukkah candles. I'm on a Hatzalah call. Right? Osek b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Okay, I'm on a Hatzalah call. Okay, so am I allowed to eat a cheeseburger while I'm driving to the hospital? No! Doesn't mean I could do something wrong. It means I don't have to do the other thing. Meaning it's sheva al taseh. I can not do the other thing. Vod nirali says the Pnei Yeshua, the l'inyan sukkah ikar abusa tfei afagav de b'chol shavah shah over al mitzvah saseh de sukkah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, every moment you'd be eating outside of a sukkah, right? So you might think, wait, when it comes to sukkah, there's a prohibition, there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Yeah, but there's also a problem, you're not allowed to eat outside of a sukkah. So you're doing something wrong, you're eating outside of a sukkah. You turn over, Rabbi Kiveger on the Daf Cafe over there says, also, he says, B'mechilas, in the fifth line in the Rabbi Kiveger, B'mechilas kvo tarascha shagag bazeh, he quotes this shayla, and he says, no, you made a mistake. The ein alachila iser klal shalal lechel chutz l'sukkah. Rabbi Kiveger says, there's no avera to eat outside of a sukkah. There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. In other words, are there two halachos? A mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, but then there's an avera to eat outside the sukkah. Or is it just, no, there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. So we could say the machlokas in Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Pnei Yeshua is the machlokas, the Minchas Chinuch, and those who argue on the Minchas Chinuch. Is it How do we look at this halacha? How do we understand this whole din? Is it a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah? And by not doing it, you're just missing out on a mitzvah? Or are you doing something wrong by not eating in the sukkah?
Well, it depends which night. The first night.
Oh, so the first night for sure. Not necessarily. The first night, there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Oy, oy, oy. The first night there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Technically, once you ate in the sukkah, it's really the first minute of the first night. The first bite of the first night, so to speak. The first kazai. Okay, but how is this machloka? So the machloka's Pnei Shur and Rabbi Akiva Eiger is, are there two sides to this coin? Are there two things going on here? Or is it just a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah? The simple understanding is the mitzvah in the sukkah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, mitzvah in the sukkah. This is a regular case. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is going to have to answer the question of the Pnei Yeshua. But the Pnei Yeshua's answer is, no. The reason that the Gemara had to go out of its way to say this halacha is included is because I would have thought sukkah is different. Because you're doing something wrong. You're eating outside of a sukkah. You're existing in a situation of not eating in a sukkah. You're being mevatel the mitzvah say. That's a problem. But going into the sukkah, maybe there's two things going on. So maybe while I'm on my hatzalah call, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, maybe I'm not allowed to eat. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah, the Gemara, Shluchei Mitzvah, are patur in Minasukkah, and if you have a tuna fish sandwich in your pocket, and you're hungry, and you're on your Hatzalah call, you could eat your tuna fish sandwich.
Well, that's like a normal thing, right? Thank you very much.